Stephen Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, and we are broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to find a money partner. It's our number one frequently asked question.
I see it all over social media, not even just in our area, too. It's so many people are... There's like three things that they're hung up on, and this is one of them. Yeah. Like, first it's finding the deals, and then they find the deals, and they're like, I don't know how to fund the deal.
Yeah.
Well, that, no kidding.
Well, finding the deal is like 80% of the battle.
Right.
I think. That's what we talk about.
And if you have the right deal, I know it sounds silly, but I feel like a good deal, the money's there.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the thing that people don't understand, so I know you're going to cover all that.
I'm filming Land Academy 2.0 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about creating equity. So very, very quickly, I mean, the way you create equity is by buying a property for less than it's worth that day.
Exactly.
Or buying it and fixing it up.
Exactly.
Which one do you want to do? I know which one I want to do.
Me too.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Matt asks, hey everyone, I've been working on building out my own Podio CRM for my acquisition virtual assistant, VA. Good job. I recently sent a 2,000 unit mailer that put about 30 leads, I'm probably going to close on 3 to 5 of those sellers.
Good numbers.
Through the CRM funnel with her, and we're really getting that part of the process streamlined. Now, I'd like to expand her role to be the person who sends a purchase agreement off to the title company and manages that interaction. And I was hoping to leverage the collective experience of the group to see if anyone has outsourced their interactions with the title companies.
How do you
structure your staff to interact with title companies? Does anyone have experience trying to outsource this part of the business? What has worked for you? And of course we've done this.
Yeah.
How have you made sure that your staff is prepared for this role? I'd love to talk the processes with anyone who has successfully outsourced this role. I certainly don't need to be the one hounding the title companies for the 5 or 6 deals that I have in closing. Thanks in advance. So that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
I mean, the big picture is, so you find a deal, you have the seller, you know, they accept your offer. Now you have the offer, it's a bigger dollar amount, that's why you're running it through title, or there's some special circumstances why you're going through title, you want to close it yourself,
it's
which is great, because it's easier anyway. They technically do the work. So now it goes to the title company. So Matt's asking, you know, my person, I want them to, when I say, yeah, we're going to buy that one, I want my person now, my VA, to call the title company, get them all the details, get them the purchase agreement, open escrow. You know, hopefully, Matt, you already have a negotiated rate with a company. You should have that, by the way. Have a pre-negotiated rate with a title company all ready to go. So that part's done for the VA. All they're doing is just kind of passing the torch. And then what your assistant is doing is managing the transaction all the way through. Because that's the part that is also a pain in the rear for us.
I was wondering when it was going to come to that.
Even though that technically, you know, we all agree on, hey, we want to close in 10 days. It's cash. If we're all in agreement here. Knowing Matt, this is probably just a bigger info lot. This is a lot of what he's doing.
If it's the same.
So it's not like there's an inspection needed. Yeah, there's no, it's all cash. There's no inspection.
Right.
It's an info lot. You know, it's a nice transaction. It's just a bigger dollar amount. Maybe it's a $50,000 or $100,000 deal. That's kind of the whole point of it all. But every time these title agents, they just get distracted. So someone has to keep kind of babysitting them and pushing them along.
Yeah.
And it's until your person has the experience of these transactions, they won't even know what to ask the person, too.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part. So what we have found in the past is, honestly, we have not outsourced that to someone outside of our office. We actually have, there's a few things that we keep tight control over, and that's one of them. And I have the in-house staff to do that, which I'm very, very fortunate that we can do that. So, Matt, we do it in-house, and our person, you know, has us right there, and they've been doing deals, and they babysit and push them along. And any moment that they call the title rep, which sometimes it could be once a day when it's like dragging out, it might be, hey, where are you? What do you need? And the title rep says, well, I sent X to the seller. I'm waiting for them to sign it and send it back. And then what should not happen is, okay, thank you, and then nothing. What should then happen at that point, this is the stuff you have to train your person, is you don't just trust the title agent that they're going to keep up with it, because they won't. Yeah. They send out one email and they just wait. It might take a week, and they just say, well, the seller didn't respond. So that's your person should be fault. Then your person would hang up with the title agent and call the seller and go, hi, did you know that Susie at ABC Title sent you that one document, and we only need that signature, and then we can close tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's right. Needs to happen.
Needs to be managed.
Totally. So I guess, you know, I just, to help you, Matt, in doing it with the VA, I would do it with your VA the first couple transactions, get them comfortable. I would have a checklist, and your VA needs to, checklist. So they know, generally they have the flow and they have a checklist, and they can basically babysit the transaction as it goes through. Because if you don't, because this has happened, time kills deals, even in escrow.
Time kills deals.
I mean, it's happened to us and by us. I mean, I have had transactions that I'm like, you know, this is taking too long. I got money over here that I've got, you know, it really happens that I'll have great acquisitions. I committed on one, we're in escrow. It's taken way too long. Now there's something that somebody needs and my money is burning a hole in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I've sat there and gone, you know what? I'm actually not going to make as much money on this deal, even though I committed to it, as I will on this one over here. And I've even pulled my funding. I will be totally honest. So, and I'm not a bad person, but I'm like, hey guys, you snooze, you lose.
You're not a bad person.
No, I'm like, I'm trying to get this deal done. If you guys don't want it to get done, I'm out. And that's what I've said. And I've done it. I've acted on it. I said, you guys, we got to get this done. If not, I'm walking. And I walk.
You are amped up today.
Are you surprised?
I have
four
a different
cups
answer.
Of coffee. Oh, that was my whole long answer. What's yours?
You're nuts. If you think an overseas VA is going to close a real estate deal for
Thanks.
You. Nuts.
That's a good
way. I can explain it.
Well, I think I kind of did. Because you know
it's
what?
It's not going to, I mean, unless you have just an, if you have a virtual assistant who's not in this country, who doesn't really fully understand the real estate process and has never been through this, especially if they're from a different country, because it's a completely different way to close real estate in other countries.
It's
completely different, like night and day. It's too important, you know. So the impression that you're going to leave on this escrow agent is imperative if you want them to close your deals on time and the whole thing. You got to sweet talk them. You know, in earlier shows, Jill sends some chocolate and stuff and cake to the escrow agents.
You know, for my deal.
Yeah. It's hard enough to get a deal done. So I haven't even tried. There's a long list of things in this business model, a long, long checklist of things. And you can literally go down there and say, VA can do that. Yes, yes, no, no, no. And once the property gets into escrow, you're on. You either do it yourself or you have an assistant sitting next to you closing the deal.
Yeah, because you're reiterating it. Because what could happen, and Steven's right, is you're going to be babysitting your VA who's babysitting the escrow agent.
Yeah, now
why
you have
that?
Two people to babysit
exactly.
instead of one.
Exactly. So you don't want to do that.
I mean, there's a small chance that you could train them after like a year. Mm-hmm. But they're still going to miss stuff. There's stuff that comes up. Here's an example. You know, okay, we're ready to sign. So they send all the stuff to the VA who's, let's say, in China.
That's
and
true.
You have to sign all the documents, and the VA gets them in China electronically and sends them to you.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
You know, we are.
And you want your VA to look through and make sure it's all right? I wouldn't trust that
either.
The
other thing, too, is that piecing out these deals. So one person over here does this little part, and one person does this little part, and then someone goes and gets a cashier's check because I'm telling you, the way that these transactions and every real estate transaction is set up is the person who starts it needs to finish it. They know the people they get to know each other, they get to know how they work, and
it's true.
You know, I think that, I know you're trying to save money. This is not one of the things to save money on.
Thanks. Good answer.
That's my take on it. Today's topic, how to find a money partner. This is the meat of the show. Again, like I said in the beginning, this is the number one or number two requested question that we get in the BeWit family of companies, not just in Land Academy, but everything that we teach. So, and really, I think the real question is, I really know that I can do this, or I am doing it, or I'm capable of finding super cheap property or undervalued property, let's say. And the whole equity thing, I get it. I get it that we can create equity by buying cheap property, but I don't have enough money personally to fund these deals. What's the disconnect, or how can I get connected? How can I get connected? Are you okay?
Yeah, I started to cough.
You know, you can take a drink of water on
Thank
the show.
Thank you, I will. Thank you.
So, where's the connection? And I'll start with the absolute perfect example. And this is a dreamy example. I actually listened to somebody else's podcast, and he answered this question. And this guy buys and sells houses in the center part of the country, like Kansas and stuff, for $80,000 or $90,000, paint and carpet, sells them for $120,000, $130,000 over and over and over again, like $100,000 a month. And he was on vacation skiing overseas in a group. And the guy met a rich guy from like Switzerland or someplace in Scandinavia. And he's his money partner. And that's it.
Exactly.
That's the best case scenario. And it happens all the time.
Right.
So if you're sitting around saying, great, that's for the movies, it's not for me, that's wrong. These people are trolling Craigslist for deals every day.
They're standing in the back of the room at REI meetups.
Yes.
They're around.
They're in our group.
Uh-huh. They're in our group.
There's a ton of them in our group.
They're on our deal board.
We do deals with people like this in our group all the time.
Uh-huh.
So that's one of the reasons we created this group. Yeah. Is there an easy way to click through your way to getting funded? No, not yet. But we're in the process of launching a company, and don't wait for it, called Land Crowdfund, where theoretically, we don't know if it's going to work either. We're responding to requests from money people and requests from people who need money for deals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to put them together and see if it works. Chances are some version of it's going to work.
Exactly.
But that doesn't replace you on your own going out and trying to find money people on your own.
Right.
So here's, now that we've talked about that, here's how to fail at getting a money partner and then having it explode in your face. So if you're fortunate enough and organized enough to get a good money partner who trusts you and has looked at your track record and wants to work with you, and this is my suggestion, you only really want to get funded on a deal-by-deal basis. So, in Matt's suggestion, he buys an $80,000 infill lot somewhere. He knows it's worth $150,000 easy, right? It's a slam dunk deal. It's not, oh, maybe we'll wait and see what happens. It's a slam dunk deal. Then you bring the guy in on that deal, and you negotiate a split, whatever you're comfortable with, and you get the deal done that way. What you don't want to do is say, hey, money guy, would you like to invest in my sure thing company? I need $150,000, and for that, I will give you 15%. That's for Wall Street, and then there's fees attached, and then everybody ends up in somebody's office crying, and there's lawsuits with lawyers. More often than not, that's how those things end. But with the one-off, maybe after you do 10 or 15 or 20 deals the way that I describe, you can put a little LLC together. Everybody trusts each other. Nobody's in tears. And you could work something out that way. Even then, I mean, Jill and I don't do that even now.
Mm-hmm.
We just do it on an asset-by-asset basis, because if something implodes, everybody owns that asset. Or the guy that's the lender, the private lender, he owns that asset. Mm-hmm. And it's over.
Exactly.
We have a single-page agreement.
It's a safety net for everyone.
Yeah.
And it's really good. Is this in 2.0?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Absolutely,
okay. So I want to just back up and just preface this too. One of the things that Steven's working on and why this is so important too is Land Academy.
This is a whole chapter in 2.0.
We are working on the second version of our Land Academy education program, and it's Land Academy 2.0. And one of the reasons we're doing Land Academy 2.0 is because of the new things that our members are facing. You know, back when we first launched it, you know, it was just teaching our whole business model. And now everyone's, you know, they're all, how do I say this? No one's beginners. We have a lot of not beginners. We have a lot of it pretty far along in this process and flipping big deal people.
Yeah.
And this is the next phase of what they need. So Land Academy 2.0 is taking it to the next level. And I know we're going to have things above that too.
I mean, here's how I describe it in the program in one sentence or less. Land Academy 1.0, or cash flow from land, was about us. It was about the 15,000 deals that we did and sharing our experience and helping people, you know, replicate that.
Exactly.
2.0 is about you. Yeah. It's about our members and how what we've learned since we released that program. And I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no idea.
Yeah.
So 2.0 is all about our members' successes and their failures and their and overcoming mm-hmm. failure. And the tool, I mean, we've created a million. This is not an advertisement by any stretch. We've created a ton of like tools at their request, like ParcelFact and Offers to Owners.
That
all the stuff that
have.
We typically we used.
Yeah.
We just made it available to everybody because they kept requesting it. So 2.0 is truly an exploration of our members from start to finish, their success and why. And we've got a handful of members that do way better than we do financially at buying and selling land
and growing their businesses. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of it too, automating it. You know, people are, they're at a different level, but anyway, I didn't want to sidetrack you too much.
No, it's okay.
But I'm this is one of the main things that is now prevalent. So I got the finding the deals part down. I know how to price offers. Yeah. I know how to pick a county. I know how to do all that. I'm staring at $600,000 transactions and I can't fund them all. And they're worth it. We need to get these done. And that's what finding a money partner is
for about. Some reason, this topic, I'm going to wrap this up too, this way. This topic of finding a money partner is people shy away from it. You know, this whole concept of other people's money, and I'm not a huge fan of that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten such, this whole generation, mine included, and the one that's younger than us, Wall Street has gotten so bashed for taking people's money and wasting it. And we have the solution for that. The solution is asset-based lending, very rational splits. You don't throw a bunch of money at it and walk away and just see what happens, which is really what the stock market is. And you have to have some trust. It's all old school grassroots stuff. You have to have some trust in the other person. They trust you. You could have good communication and you understand land. Like, you can't ask somebody who's a private investor in companies like convenience stores, let's say, to invest in land. They just don't understand it and they don't see the value of it. Jill and I were talking about that this morning. Very few people understand land.
It's true.
Really seasoned real estate people will look at you and say, why would you ever want to buy a piece of land?
Exactly.
You can't really rent it out.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
It's not, yeah.
Yeah, boy, so you're going to improve it somehow? No.
We've been through this a million times at public events.
I'm not doing anything.
They just shake their heads and say, well, I'll see you in bankruptcy court.
Right.
And it's just not the case.
It's so it's hilarious. And that is fine.
We know better than that.
Yeah.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss how to price a mailer.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com, and it is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That's a good, helpful show. I know that's really important. A lot of people
I feel like it's empty because a lot of times we really answer, like literally answer, this is how you do it. You go to Offers to Owners, you do X, Y, and Z, you plug it in, you send it to MailMerge, and you're going to send and wait for people to call back.
That's right. Yeah,
the private lender thing is more nebulous.
It's true. It's like you could like mail out, hi, I have these deals. Do you want to partner with me? You don't want to do that too.
No, you don't.
So my bottom line is the best things are people in our community. You have to be with like-minded people. And that's what we do. And like part of, I think, of Land Academy, I mean, I know this, is not just our education, but it's our community. And we're putting people together.
Right.
That's it. And in the back of, like we just mentioned, our online community, landinvestors.com, what people who aren't members don't know is there's a whole hidden back area back there where these conversations are going on, where people are doing deals together. And they're even at the point like, that's where Land Crowdfund comes in. They're like, can you help us take it to the next level? And so we're doing that. It's awesome. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening or even watching. Maybe you're watching us on YouTube right now. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.